Hey, this is Evan Longoria of your San Francisco Giants, and you're listening to TortureCast.
Hey, Giants fans. Chad from TortureCast here, and today I went up to AT&T Park to participate in Media Day, where I was able to sit down with five Giants and get a couple of one-on-ones, including Evan Longoria, Brandon Crawford, which is this interview here, and Brandon Belt, and some group interviews with Andrew McCutchen and Bruce Bochy. You should check them all out. They're pretty cool. Also, Evan Longoria and McCutchen are on our YouTube channel as video interviews. Hope you enjoy.
How's it going?
Good.
Chad from TortureCast. So, I've been talking to Evan just next door, and he's pretty darn excited being here playing in front of 40,000 fans. And mm-hmm. I guess as media or fan, it is hard to kind of reconcile the fact that your whole career you've played in front of 40,000 fans. Mm-hmm. What's the difference? I know it's not a home crowd, but when you do go to a stadium where there's just no one there, and there's no energy, even though, yeah, you're the visiting team, but you can hear individual people, you know, yell your name out that you suck or something.
It's obviously a little bit different, and you try to kind of block that out and just play your normal game, but it's definitely different. Kind of almost makes you appreciate the home crowd a little bit more, because I think at times we kind of take it for granted that we have a sold out park every night. Till last year, I guess, a little bit, but
yeah, a few thousand less at the
end
of the year.
But still, I mean, even the smaller, quote unquote, smaller crowds were 36,000-37,000
right.
People.
Still,
so it's way more than a lot of other teams are getting. So I think we kind of take it for granted sometimes, and then we go to a park where there's 15,000, and it's definitely a little bit different. But like I said, you try to just block that out and play your game.
Yeah, that's what I asked him, just what's the thing you're looking forward to the most this season? It could be anything, the food, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said it was the fans. He is real excited about playing in front of these fans. So, I mean, I know it's been so long, but they really do give you that little boost of energy, especially, you know, playoffs and that kind of thing.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we feed off that energy, especially when they're cheering for us. You go to another park and it's just loud, then that's not that big of a deal, but when you have 40,000 out here cheering for you, it's definitely energizing, and we feed off that.
So I was talking to the other Brandon, and you know, obviously last year was a disappointing season, and there's not one thing you can point to. It's a culmination of injuries, but also performance and underplay by some extent. But he said that's all he's been thinking about in the offseason, is just winning and getting back to it. And he thinks that last year there needed to be more urgency when the losing started happening right in April, mm-hmm. and that maybe there was a mentality, I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, of like, it'll work itself out kind of thing, and it just didn't. And mm-hmm. he said that's the one thing he's been focused on this year, is making sure this team does not get in the world right too soon.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that probably did happen to a certain extent. I think we all thought we were a good enough team that it wouldn't snowball like it did, and I think, like you said, between injuries and just not playing very well, it did snowball, and I don't think any of us thought that coming into the season. But it's tough for one person to be able to change that. I think we're all going to have to come together and kind of, if there is a losing streak or something like that, we need to be able to turn it around quickly. Which we weren't able to last year, for some reason. So, to a certain extent, I agree with him. It wasn't something I thought about all off season or anything like that. I mean, I think it was just a bad year. We happened to have a lot of guys not play well at the same time, along with some injuries, and it was kind of one of those years. You never want it to happen, but sometimes it does, and I think. We have some real good players to come in and step in and make us a better team.
Yeah, I'm assuming, you know, because you look at some teams over the years, and there's teams that are perennially going to be under 500, and you just know it based off of they've been under 500 for 3 years, they have the same roster, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But 98 losses last year, I can't see any of you guys even have a shadow of a doubt that you guys are going to do much better than last year. I mean, may not win a World Series, but certainly nothing close to what you guys did last year.
The goal is to win the World Series.
Of course.
That's what we're going to be focused on. There's not one person in here that expects us to have a down year again.
Okay. Anything different this off season for you in terms of training or?
Not a whole lot. I will be in my 31-year-old season this year. Turned 31 last month, so there was a little bit more conditioning and some quickness stuff that we did, but not a whole lot different than most years. You just want to be able to maintain that quickness as a shortstop and just as a baseball player, as a hitter. But then that conditioning to be able to maintain that a good heart rate and good conditioning for the rest of a long season.
And then finally, obviously, you got, I guess, baby number three on the way.
Four.
Four. Oh my gosh, right, it is four.
Yeah.
So have you got a minivan already, or do
you we have an SUV. For
you
sure.
You have an SUV, yeah, so you're all taken care of there, huh?
Yeah.
Whose idea was it for that baby announcement?
The baby cool. announcement?
Well, that's
oh, it was my
gender.
All baby stuff is my wife's idea.
Yeah, so. She's really active on that stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. And then finally, yeah, just like I asked Evan, what is the thing you're looking forward to the most this season?
Seeing how this lineup does. I mean, I'm excited for the guys, for Evan, for Kutch, for Austin Jackson. These additions that we made to improve not only our defense but our offense is, I think, that's a pretty good lineup. When you look at that projected lineup that people have put out there, there's not really a hole.
No, it looks good.
In that whole lineup. So I'm excited for that.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.